This year is dedicated to the Refuah Shleim of Chaim Yesocha ben Chaim Mushkat, our dear friend Chaim Feigenbaum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should send him a Refuah Shleim min HaShamayim, Ramach Yevoro Vishisa Gidov. I also ask everyone to be Machaven. This year should be the Refuah Shleim for Ben Zion ben Rochel, a wonderful young man that needs Rachamei Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should send him a Refuah Shleim. Ramach Yevorov, Shesa Gido, Vishra Berichas Yaman with his beautiful family, and we should only hear Mesiris Davis. The topic we will be discussing today, Parsha Shemois, is the Sugya of Mila. I have elaborated and dealt at length with many Sugyas regarding Mila, but the Sugya we will be dealing today is Chelkei HaMila, Proteya V'Digdukeya. One of the many stories told in this week's parash is the story of Moloin. Vayhi b'derech b'molon v'yevgishehu Hashem v'yevakeshe misoy, an angel from above wanted to destroy Moshe Rabbeinu. V'tikach tzapoy retzor v'tichrot et olad b'na v'taga l'ragla v'toymer ki chesan domim ato li. V'yiref mimenu az amro chesan domim l'mulois. When Zipporah did circumcision, she was Mal, her son. That is when the Malach let go and Moshe Rabbeinu was spared. Chasan Domim Lemulois. So we will be discussing the relationship between the four basic components that we find in Mitzvah Mila. Mila, Priya, Hatofas Dam Bris, and Mitzitza. The definition of each of these four parts of Mila and the relationship between them. So let's start off with Mila and Priya. In Yevam HaSayin Aleph Amit Beis, the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was the first that received the mitzvah of Mila, but Avraham Avinu only had Mila without Priya. Only Yoshua ben Nun was commanded to give Bnei Yisrael the mitzvah of Priya. And we learn the mitzvah of Priya from Perikei, Posik Beis and Sefer Yoshua, Veyorimar Hashem al Yoshua, Aselech Ochar Vesturim, Veshuv Mol Et Bnei Yisrael Sheines. It is from this Posik that we learn the Mitzvah of Priya. However, the Yerushalmi in Masechet Shabbos says that the Mitzvah of Priya is learned from another source, and that is Himoil Yimoil. The dual Lushin Kefal Aloshoin is Mila and Priya. So there are four different approaches, four different possibilities to explain the relationship between Mila and Priya. Number one, one might say, Mila is the entire mitzvah. Priya is not defined as a precept, as a mitzvah. When Chazal say, Nivomis Menvov, Mal Veloy Porah Ki'ilu Lo Mal, that only is regarding the Chefza, the baby, the child. As long as Priya wasn't performed, he is considered a Orel, also the Pesach, also the Truma. But the Mila is the entire mitzvah. I think that would be a very unreasonable approach, because I think it is a very basic and simple assumption that the mitzvah of Mila is to achieve the status of not being an orel. And therefore to argue that the mitzvah of Mila was performed in its entirety, but the child is still an orel, that is an unreasonable assumption. In the same Mishnah, the Dorm Daf Lamed Aleph, Chazal say, Gedoyle hi ha-Mila, Ma'usa hi ha-Orla. And therefore, to assume that after mitzvah Mila b'shleimus, the child is still an orel until Priya isn't performed, that is a very unreasonable approach. So what would be the others? Approach number two. Mila and Priya are two different mitzvahs. Mila medivrei Torah, Priya medivrei Kabbalah. However, mol v'lepona kilo lo mol, it is only with the performance of both mitzvahs that the child is no longer an oral. Explanation, approach number three. Mila and Priya are not defined as two different mitzvahs, but rather shnei chelkei mitzvah. Similar to Shchita Kabbalah Ha'olocha and Zrike b'mitzvahs Achatos Ha'olah Hashlomim Leha'oshon. Shchita Kabbalah Ha'olocha Zrike are not four different mitzvahs. They are four different chalokim, of the same mitzvah, and maybe that would be the basic understanding of Mila and Priya, and that would explain in simplicity when Chazal say Mal v'lai poro ke'ilu lo mal. Approach number four. After Priya was given, Ein ha-mitzvah nekreis elo al shem ha-goimro. Mila is merely like a heksha mitzvah or a hachona le-mitzvahs ha-priya. I think maybe these three basic approaches are three different shittas in a major machloikis between the Bes Yosef, the Ramo, and the Marashal. Reish Samach Vov Siv Dalad Yerodea, the Bes Yosef says one should not perform mitzvahs Mila and Shabbos by two different moyalim. One does Mila, one does Priya. The opinion of the Bes Yosef is one person should be Mechal Shabbos and not two. The Ramo disputes the Bes Yosef opinion, and the Ramo says there's no difference whether Mila and Priya are done by the same person or two different people. That is the opinion of the Ramo. The Yamshel Shloimeh, Yevamos Perek Ches Siman Gimel, the Marshal, brings the above mentioned two opinions, and he goes far more extreme than the Bes Yosef. And he says in his opinion, as long as Priya isn't performed, Mila is not considered a mitzvah at all. And therefore, if a person does Mila on Shabbos and he doesn't proceed and do Priya, he is chayev kores, even though Priya was performed by another person. And that is a very extreme chiddush. What is the machloikis? How do we understand the three opinions? Lecha oira, I would argue, the opinion of the Ramo is Mila and Priya are two different mitzvahs. One is Mina Torah, one is Medivrei Kabbalah. Each of them are Dorshin Shabbos. So one does the Mila, one does the Priya. What's wrong with that? The Bes Yosef assumes that Mila and Priya are the same mitzvah, two chalakim of the mitzvah, and therefore it would be more appropriate that the same person performs the entirety of the mitzvah, and he alone is Mechal al Shabbos. The Maharshal maintains that Mila is like Hechshor Belvad, and therefore it is totally prohibited for a person to do Mila without going on and doing Priya. But that is only Mahashkofer Rishoyna. In reality, I have tremendous difficulty in understanding the Mashal, even if we would assume that Mila is Hechshor Mitzvah Priya. Rabbi Eliezer maintains in Shabbos Kuf Lamed that Machshir Mila Doicha is a Shabbos. Any Machshir Mila that can be done before Shabbos is Doicha Shabbos. Would we assume, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the same person that does the Machshir has to do the Mila? Why? Mila Doicha Shabbos, Machshir Mila Doicha Shabbos. As long as the Mila was ultimately performed, why would it have to be the same person? Ma bekach shemila hu hechshor. I think even regarding Machshirin Alibi de Rabbi Eliezer, there is no kpeda that the same person that does the Machshirin do the Mila. And therefore, I think the Machloikis, the Bes Yosef and the Ramo has an entirely different interpretation. And that is the Bira Gro on this path. The Machloikis, the Bes Yosef and the Ramo doesn't depend on the way we understand Mila and Priya, Vahayachas Shebeneyem. The Machloikis is, Mila B'Shabbos, is it a gather of Hutro? Or a gather of dechuyo. If it's hutra, there is no kpeda whether the same person does both or two different people. If it's a gather of dechuyo, then the opinion of the Bes Yosef makes sense. But the mashal, in any event, extremely difficult to understand. Noyde Biyuda or Chaim Semachov Beis also rejects the opinion of the Maharshal. Let's deal a few moments with an interesting question. The Rambam writes Perek Beis that you have to do Priya B'tzipoyrin, and that is the Minig Yisrael. Some Achronim ask, but if we learn Priya from the Pasuk in Yeshua, the Pasuk says, Aselechu Charvois Tzurim, swords of stone. So why would we say that Priya has to be performed with Tzipoyrin? The Achi Yezer, Chelek Gimel Samechei, deals with this question. He brings the Maratz Chayes. Maratz Chayes says, because Mal v'Lepora Kivro Mal, therefore the Mila would be considered a Mila Psulo. If a person was Nemoil B'Mila Psulo, then Tzorach HaTov is Dambris, as we find in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Hei. And therefore he needed an instrument to do a tofes bambris, charvois, surin. They had to do mila again, because the first mila wasn't valid. Rav Chaim Moisa told him to reject this approach because he says there's a tremendous difference between mila psulo, gershon esgar kishimol, mila by a non-Jew, mila lefnei yoyim hashmini, or mila without priya. Mila always comes before priya. So what's the difference whether it was mila and priya right after that, or priya at a later stage? The mila isn't the mila psulo, and therefore why would they have to do mila again? So Rav Chaim Moisa says that there's a difference between adults and little babies. Little babies have a very thin skin, and therefore one could do priyali deitzapoyden. Yeshua had to deal with adults. You can't do priya with your fingernail by adults who have thicker skin, firmer skin, and therefore we needed an instrument. And that is also what the Binyan Tzion says. However, every qualified model could explain that if you do mila and you don't do priya, chances are that the orla will bounce back, it'll recuperate, and it'll grow back. So in most cases, if all we do is mila, the foreskin will heal, it will grow back, and ultimately mila will have to be done again. So maybe that is the simple pshat in the pasuk, shuv moil es b'nei Yisrael sheinus. They did mila without priya. Many of them had an orla once again, and therefore besides priya, mila in its most basic form had to be done again, and that would explain why they needed Chavay Surin. So up to this stage, we dealt with Mila and Priya. Let's go on to a Tofes Dambris. In Shabbos Kuflamet Hayom Adalaf, we find a Tofes Dambris in the context of Tinoik Shenoilet Kishumol, a baby that was born without Orla, or Gershenes Gaya Kishuhu Mol. How do we define a Tofes Dambris? Is it an essential part of Mitzvah Mila, or is it only a substitute when we can't do Mila? Instead of Mila, we do Hatofes Dambris. I want to bring three sources from which we learn that Hatofes Dambris is an essential part, an integral part of Mitzvah Mila. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Daled Amid Beis, there's a story. Nosan HaBavli was invited to a bris. The baby's mother told him she had two previous babies and both perished, died after the bris was performed. Ve'ra'iti shelo nafal bo dam. Nosan HaBavli saw that the baby doesn't have enough blood. He told the mother, we have to wait. They waited till the baby developed. He grew stronger. He developed enough blood. And Nosan HaBavli was the moyo. And the child survived, flourished, grew up. Ve'yekoren oisoi Nosan HaBavli al shemo. So this is one of the sources which substantiate the minhag of the Sfaradim to give names on persons that are still alive. Nosan HaBavli gave a name to Toiva. He saved the baby's life. He was the Moyo, and therefore the name was given, Nosan HaBavli al Shemo. Rashi says, why was the bris postponed? For two reasons. Reason number one, because of the Sakona. Reason number two, Nosan HaBavli saw that the baby doesn't have enough blood, and we need the bris. Rashi quotes a pasuk in Zechariah Periktes, Gamat bedam briseich. So Nosan HaBavli was afraid that there might not be any blood, and that would invalidate the bris, and therefore the bris was postponed. What we see from this Rashi is that in every bris, you need dam bris. Dam bris is needed not only when you can't do mila, but also when you do mila. And the basic source is the Pesuk in Zechariah v'Gamat b'dam briseich. I already quoted the Yerushalmi, Masechet Shabbos Pei Zayin Amid Beis, that we learn Hatofes Dambris from Himol Yimol. It's not only a Pesuk in Zechariah, but a Pesuk in Toiras Moshe. Toisus Nedorim Lamed Aleph Amid Beis explains the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Vav אבוסינו לא נכנס לו ברסיה לו במילה, ותחילה והרצוע הסדומים. What does הרצוע הסדומים mean? Chris is daftes, the Gemara says dam korban. Again, has to bring a korban. But Tosis explains it's not only dam korban, but dam mila, dam bris. So from these three sources, we see that the first dam bris is not only a substitute to mila, when mila cannot be performed, but an essential and integral part of mitzvah mila. Is a toughest dam bris ma'akev? I don't know. According to Rashi in Shabbos Kufra Medala, obviously, yes. Because if Mitzvah Mila Bezmana was Nidche, and Nosson Abavli said, not only for the reason of Sakana, but also because Dambres, there should be Doiche the Mila, obviously it's Ma'akev. If we learn a Tavis Dambres from Himal Yemuel, it definitely should be Ma'akev, it's the Oraisa. If we learn it from the Pesach in Zechariah, maybe not. Because it's only Divrei Kabbalah. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph of Trumis, the Rambam maintains that a baby even before a Tofes Dabris could eat Trumah and Pesach because he's not an oro. The Me'ili, Shabbos Kuf Lamed Hay, questions the Rambam's opinion. So, we see various sources regarding the question and the definition of the Tofes Dabris. My own personal feeling is, and this is more impenious, bris and mitzvah are two different concepts, two different definitions. Mila, on one hand, is a mitzvah, just like the other Tariyag mitzvah, Shabbat Torah. But beyond being a mitzvah, Mila is also a bris, a bond, a covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. I think it is a covenant of blood. The concept of dam has to do with the definition of bris and not the definition of mitzvah. And that is what we define as hatofes dam bris. When the angel wanted to destroy Moshe's son, the Torah saved the boy by doing mila. She says, chasan domim ato li. The baby was spared, Moshe was spared, because of the covenant, the bris of dam, and that is why it is defined that toughest dam bris. But milas hager, the nusach habrocha is, ha-shekidushonu b'misvois v'tzivon olam ha-lesagerim, v'lahatif mehem dam brit. When we do mila to a Jewish child, to a Jewish baby, we do not mention a toughest dam bris, we only say, the Me'iri in Shabbos explains, because the ger nechnas tachas kafi ashkeno, he comes in from the cold. He is nechnas lebris, a Jewish baby kvar nechnas lebris al yedei avotav, and therefore the purest form of bris is by gerus. And that is why only by Mila Seger we say Elom Ela Segerim Ulatif Mehem Dam Brit. So we defined Mila Priyatovis Dam Bris. Let's go over to Metzitza. Shabbos Kuflam Et Gimel, it seems to be clear in the Gemara that Metzitza is needed merely to prevent Sakana. The Gemara says, Hay Umle Delo Mayitz Ma'avrin Elei Maitama Sakantehi. If a Moyle refuses to do Metzitza, he should be fired. He can't be a Moyle. Why? Because he's putting the baby's life into jeopardy. The Gemara says, Pshita, that it's Mishum Sakana. If it wouldn't be Mishum Sakana, how come we're Mechalal Shabbos? So this Sugya seems to maintain that the entire concept of Metzitza is to prevent Sakana. However, many Gedolim argue that besides preventing Sakana, Mitzitza is also an integral part of Mitzvah Smila. And this was a major controversy some 165 years ago. And actually began far more than 165 years ago. No, I'm a bit confused. Yeah, about 170 years ago. Tav Kuf Tzadik Zayin, exactly before 175 years. One of the Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer, Rav Elazar Horovitz, he was the Rav of Vienna. Turned to the Chassam Sofer in a letter, and he said that the doctors in Vienna argue that Nitzitza Bepeh jeopardizes the life of the child and the male, and therefore they suggest doing Nitzitza with a svag, with a sponge. He wrote to the Chassam Sofer that there were babies that died, and therefore he asked the Chassam Sofer whether Nitzitza could be performed with a sponge. What is the sponge? It is not sucking, but rather applying pressure, squeezing. The Chassam Sofer responded, and he said, because the entire concept of Nitzitza is Mishum Sakana, we should ask the doctors. And if the doctors say that the sponge would be just as good as sucking, then you could do Nitzitza with a sponge. Even though the Mekabolim argue that Mitzitza has to be bepeh, but we do not impose Kabbalah on the masses. A person is not mechuyev to be noyeg lefi Kabbalah. That was Tav Kuf Tzadik Zayin. 8 years later, a tremendous controversy broke out in many parts of Europe when more progressive circles than maskilim wanted to entirely do away with Mitzitza, especially Mitzitza Befeh. That was after the Chassam Sofer passed away. The Chassam Sofer passed away Tofresh, and this happened Tofresh. The Talmid and Chassam Sofer were in the forefront of the battle against the abolition of Mitzitza. Maharam Shik has two very big chivas. Mahari Asad, who was a Talmud of Rav Mordechai Benet, Simereshin Unches, Ben Yamtzian, Chof Dalet Chof Hei, they argue that Mitzitza is not only to prevent Sakana, it is an integral part of Mila, and therefore doctors have nothing to say. As long as you're dealing with medicine, well, doctors should have input. But if Mitzitza is part of Mitzvah Mila, how to perform our mitzvahs, we learn from our sources and not from the doctors. However, when we check the argumentation in Mari Asad, Avnei Nezah Simen Shin Lamed Ches, Binyan Tzion, Maram Shik, we do not find very convincing lies that Mitzitza is anything beyond Sakana. There are many sources maintaining that the essence of Mitzitza is only Lemanias HaSakana. One of the earliest sources which seems to state that very clearly is the Tashmetz, Chelik Beis, and Mem Beis. An interesting Tashmetz. The Tashmetz deals with the question, when we have two brisen in the same morning, twins or different families, what do we do with the brochas? So the Tashmetz says, if there's no hefsek between one bris and the other, you can't say the brochas again. And the Tashmetz asks, why would Mitzitza be a hefsek? So the Tashmetz explains, after all, Mitzitza is Tzorchei Mila, and therefore it's not a hefsek. The entire Havamina of the Tashmetz, that Mitzitza would be a hefsek, proves that, in the opinion of the Tashmetz, Mitzitza is not an essential part of Mila. It is only to prevent Sakana. However, in Kabbalah, we have many sources and extremely significant sources that do seem to indicate that Mitzitza is an integral part of Mila. Tikunei HaZoyar Lamed Zayin, the Zoyar brings the Pasuk and say for Yoshua Selecha Charvot Tzurim. The Zoyar goes on to explain that Charvot Tzurim is the Cherev Papir Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Neged Cherev Shel Malach HaMavetz. What is Cherev Papir Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The sword of Mila Priya Mitzitza, the Yud Gimel Brisa Shenichasu Aleihem. Mila Priya Mitzitza, the Yud Gimel Brisa Shenichasu Aleihem. Sefer HaKona in Mitzvah Mila, Amud Samech Bet. Sefer HaKona says, the dam is Midas Adin. And that is why the Mitzvah of Mitzitza is to take away Midas Adin and Harbot Berachamim. So this is a novel approach and interpretation of Minyasa Sakana is not physical Sakana, it's not biological Sakana. It is the Sakana of Midas HaDin. And even though our doctors are the ones that should be taking care of us and prevent hazard and any danger, but when we're dealing with the danger of Midas HaDin, I don't think the doctors are thoroughly equipped to deal with that type of danger. It is not something you learn in medical school. And according to the Sefer HaKona, Metzitza is to take away the Midas HaDin, because Dam symbolizes Midas HaDin. Likutei Torah shel Ha'ari HaKadosh Parshas Lech Lecha points out that Mila is begematria Peh. It is the numerical equivalent of 85. Mila and Peh, and that is the remez that Metzitza has to be befeh. Or Achayim Parshas tells Leah, Medata de Nafshei says the same. So all these basic sources of Kabbalah seem to indicate that even though by halachic definition Metzitza is merely to prevent Sakona, obviously in Pnimius HaTorah in Kabbalah, Metzitza is an integral part of Mila, and we need to do Metzitza dafke befeh. So the sponge, by most of the Gedolim, was totally rejected. However, in a later time, people came up with this glass tube in which, on one hand, one performs Metzitza Bepeh, because it is sucking, but it prevents direct contact between the mouth of the male and the organ and the open wound. Would that be considered Metzitza Bepeh? Maybe yes. Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, in his time in Frankfurt, Sha'as Teshuvah Shemesh Marpeh Simen Nun Daled, B'Sha'as Hadchak, because he couldn't really have his way, he says that B'dieved one could use that glass tube. Reb Yitzchak Elchanan, one of the greatest poskim of his time, agreed with Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, and that is also the opinion of Reb Hirsch Pesach Frank, Tshuvas Har Tzvi Yoredei Simen Reish Yud Dalet. So as I explained, by halachic definition, we do not have a strong argument why Metzitza has to be dafke bepeh. The Rambam writes that we need Metzitza lohitzias adam lemakoynes harachoykem. However, by Kabbalistic definition in Kabbalah, we do have sources that Metzitza is an integral part of Mitzvah Smila, and it has to be performed dafke befeh. So it is interesting to note, in all the three basic components of Mila, Mila, Priya, and Metzitza, beyond halachic principle, we do find additional inyanim which are based on remez and on Kabbalah. Metzitza regarding Metzitza befeh, Priya regarding Priya bitziporen. The basic source of Priya Bitsiporen is Yalkut Shemoni Tehillim Tov Shin Chav Gimel. David HaMelech says, we serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with all our Eivorim. Tziponayim, there are three examples. Malika, Bekotshim, Korm of Uf, is Malika Bitsiporen, Priya Bitsiporen, and by Havdalah, by Nama Eruesh, we check our fingernails. So today we dealt with the various parts and components of Mitzvah Mila, Mila Priya, Tofes Dambris, and Metzitza. This week we start Chumash Shemais. The Rambam defines Chumash Shemais as Sefer HaGolus VaHaGeulo. But when we examine the Sefer, we find that the Sefer has three different parts. The first four parashiyos, Shmois ve'eroboi v'shalach, deal directly with Golas Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim, culminating Bashiras Hayam and Kriyas Yam Suf in Parshas Bishalach. Then we have two parashiyos, Yisro and Mishpotan, dealing with Mamad Har Sinai and Kabbalah Satoira. The last five parashiyos, Tumat Tzadik Itiso ve'Yakob Pekudai, deal with the Mishkan and Kailav. But nevertheless, the entire Sefer is defined and called Sefer HaGolus VaHaGeulo. And the Rabban explains, a nation, especially Klal Yisrael, would not be defined as Geul אלא בשובם אל מקומם ואל מעלת אבותם ישובו. Geula is not merely a function of Yetziyah Ma'avdus L'Cheres, of breaking the yoke of slavery. Geula also requires coming back to the Madrega of our Avos, and therefore Geula was not achieved in Parshas B'Shalach. It is only by Kabbalas HaTorah and by Ashkaras HaShechina B'Yisrael that we really were an Am Ga'ul. That is the ultimate Ga'ula. And therefore this entire Sefer is defined as Sefer HaGolas V'Ga'ula. B'Leila Seder, one of the basic principles in Sipiyas Yis Messiah is Matchel B'Gnus U'Messiah B'Shvach. And there's a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel and Peret Arvei Psochim. What Gnus and what Shvach? Rav maintains Avodah Meiru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hotzi'enu L'Cheres. Shmuel argues Metchil Avodah Avodah Zorah Yavaseinu V'Kirvanu Amokoyim L'Avodosoy. The Rambam strangely paskens both, and our meaning is Kol Beis Yisrael, that in the Seder HaGadol we also say Avodah Meiru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hotzi'enu L'Cheres. And then we go on to say that Chiloyv David is Orochay Avosenu, the Kirvani Amokum Navidosa. Usually, when we have a Machloik Islam and Shmuel, there's got to be some Hachra. Hilchasik Rav B'Yisura, Hilchasik Shmuel B'Dina. We never paskin both. However, in this case, obviously, Eru V'Eru Divrei Elokim Chayim. And the insight would be both. Only the two together, the combination of the two, are the true Geula. Geula Saguf, the Geula Sanefesh. And therefore, B'Leila Seder, this is a night of gratitude. We must thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing us from slavery to freedom, being a free nation, a nation of free people. And we also thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing us closer to Him, for giving us the Torah and giving us the Shechina. And therefore in Birchas HaGeula B'Leila Seder, this Vesemis explains that we emphasize Al Geula Seinu V'Al Pidus Nafshenu. Geula Seinu is Geula Saguf, Pidus Nafshenu is Geula Sanefesh. And that is the reason Chumash Shemais, starting off with Geulas Mitzrayim, moving on to Geulas Mitzrayim, Kabbalas HaTorah, Kumis HaMishkan, and ultimately, Yemei HaMiluim, and Ashroas HaShechina, the entire Sefer is Sefer HaGolus V'HaGeula. In our times, Baruch Hashem, after the terrible Holocaust, we had the Zechiyah of coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Lechonen et Afar Aretz, the land of our forefathers, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the land we dreamt about thousands of years in Golos, but we still stand in prayer, B'tachnen v'b'tfilah l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We are still awaiting Hashoras HaShechina. We are in Eretz Yisrael. We have our Torah and our mitzvahs, but we still are dreaming and yearning and praying and striving for Hashoras HaShechina B'Yisrael. So it is in this period of the year when we read Sefer HaGolus V'HaGeula, Shekodesh Baruch Yerachem Al Amo Yisrael, Yishlach Lanu Es Moshiach Tzidkenu, Yivne Beis Mikdoshenu V'Sifarteinu, B'mheiro V'Yomeinu, Amen.